Hey, we are here at the 2017 CUNA Technology Council Conference and the Operations and Member Experience Council Conference. Two for one. That's cool. We're here with Alex Barker. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. Hey, you are the Mountain America Credit Union's Senior Vice President and CIO, Chief Information Officer, and there's more to this. You are the CUNA Technology Council Chair of Member Resource. What does all that entail? Can you give us a quick summary on what you do?
Yeah, so the Member Resource Committee at CUNA, we put together white papers for our members. We put together virtual roundtables. Where people can exchange information and just learn about best practices and things like that. So it's a great group of people at CUNA Helps, but also just all the volunteers from the member credit unions. It's a great community to get involved with, and there's a lot of information out there.
No doubt. I heard there's so many volunteers in this, and there's one of them right there, Mr. Guy Russo.
Oh, yeah?
I heard there's so many volunteers putting in a lot of hours and doing just a great job to make something like this a success, and it's an all-year-long effort, so
yeah,
kudos to you for...
I'll find out next year a little bit more. I'm on the conference committee next year.
Oh, okay, so congrats.
Work on this one for San Francisco next year.
Okay, it'll be a good show. San Francisco is a great town. Hey, we're going to talk about the CUNA Excellence in Technology and Operations Award. So give us kind of an overview of what you guys are looking for in these awards, and then we'll go over a couple of the winners.
Okay, great. Yeah, so we're basically looking for credit union examples of things that they've done to better the member experience, turn things around, make it easier for people to do business, even back-end operational things, improving infrastructure. There are a lot of things that are going on at every credit union in the country, and a lot of it happens kind of behind the scenes, and this award is a great way to recognize the people that sometimes just are doing their thing behind the scenes, you know. So so we're looking for all that kind of all those situations so we can give awards out for that.
Cool. And I think it's kind of infectious too, in a good way, because when you win something like this and kind of word spreads, like, oh wow, what can we do? Or it kind of sparks new ideas, like, hey, well, that's working for them, maybe that would work for us, and maybe you can spin it a little bit to work for our credit union, that type of thing.
The award ceremony, which took place a couple days ago, there are hundreds of people that attend, and it's just a great opportunity to get recognized for the work they're doing.
Indeed, so indeed. Yeah, again, I think it really spreads the word in a good way. So who were a couple of the winners? We can just pick one from the tech and pick one from the operations.
Okay. Yeah, sure. So there was on the operations side, there was a great entry that it was from oh my gosh.
That's okay.
Okay. I may have to stop.
That. That's okay. No, we'll just edit it
out. All right. It's Clearmark. Okay. So yeah, there was a great entry from Clearmark Credit Union out of Pennsylvania, and it was a turnaround story where their credit union, their prior CEO had been involved with fraud, and you know they'd lost over $1 million. The CEO committed suicide, and their reputation was really in the tank, and so they had a new credit union CEO came in Joe. And he turned it around, and within a matter of months, they just went back to the basics, and the improvements that they made, and the member engagement, and the financial results, and that they've brought have been amazing. They also went and trained every employee so that they're all universal employees instead of specializing in one specific thing.
Awesome.
Yeah, they changed their whole model to universal, and it's been great. It was a really cool story.
Yeah.
On the tech side, they one great. Award was the they had it was Alliant Credit Union, and they did this great thing that they called a hackathon, and it's not where they were trying to break into systems, but they brought in like 30 people over a weekend from various areas of their organization, and they all met and just were brainstorming and were trying to develop new novel innovations, and you know, there it was just a really cool thing. They had a video of like all this work that they put together, and they've already implemented 5 of these innovations, and they've got a bunch more in the works. But it was just a really cool story of how, you know, the credit union employees all came together to challenge everything they were doing and think outside the box, and they devoted time and energy and resources to do that. And sometimes we get so caught up in the day-to-day things that it's hard to spend time to do that, and I thought it was a great example. So it's been great reading, you know, on there's a to be on the judging panel for these awards, because you certainly see a lot of great things. There are a lot of great entries. We had over 25 this time, but on the tech side, and I don't know on the ops side, but I think they had
at least
as many. But you know, there's only a handful that get to win, but there were a lot of great things that are going on in the credit union.
Are the winners, or even the entries, are they posted somewhere on the, like on one of the council sites or something?
Yes.
So people can go and check them out and go, hey, that's a really good idea.
Yes. In fact, so they're on CUNA's site as well. In the early 2018, CUNA will host a webinar, a virtual roundtable, where some of the winners will be able to present on their awards and what they did, and then there's a chance to ask questions about how they did it and things like that. So it's an interactive session. We do it every spring for the last year's winners. So.
Very cool. Oh wow, bonus, big time. Yeah. All right, hey, last question here, and I'll let you get back into the conference here. So how does a credit union submit an entry, and what's the timeline?
So on the CUNA Council's website, there's a place to go. Just go. It's just a form where you go fill out the information about your award. You can also, another great thing that some people don't know about is your vendor can also fill those out for you.
Really?
Sometimes everybody gets so busy, it's hard to take the time to do it. And so we've had several entries that have come in from the vendors that have helped work with the credit unions to submit.
Oh, cool.
So it's great recognition for the partners as well as the credit unions.
Yep.
Just go on the website, fill it out. The deadline is middle of August.
For next year?
2018, middle of August, those need to be all submitted. But I'd recommend anybody who's thinking about doing it, go and do it, because your people will thank you for the recognition. It's great.
Yeah, it's a kind of a morale booster as well. All this hard work, is worth fruition.
Yeah. We had CEOs flying out here from, you know, some of the credit unions to be a part of the award with them and to celebrate with them. So it was really cool.
Yeah, very cool. I'd love to see this industry moving forward like that. And a little competition keeps us moving forward too. Never hurts. So, Alex, thank you so much, man.
Thank you, Mark.
Well done. Keep up the good work, all right?
All right.
This is such a cool thing.
Yeah.